Hey, this is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And we're with Watch Out for Fireballs, and we're doing it live at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
That's right. We are going to be talking about a retro game at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo, but we need your help.
So please go to www.duckfeed.tv/Kickstarter. It's going to send you to the Kickstarter page. Throw us a couple bucks. You're going to get the live show. You're going to get a bunch of other neat stuff. And we're not ready to announce yet. We promise you're going to like the game that we're going to do. And we'd really appreciate it.
So once again, that is duckfeed.tv/Kickstarter. And you'll enjoy the thing.
You'll enjoy the thing.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite
Kickstarter.
Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Jade, Josh Groby Grobe. Shit, Daddy's on the phone. Shit, turn off the rapier. No,
hey,
go to your room.
Hey.
Gary Butterfield. Gary Butterfield.
Ray Cameron, what's going on, Gary?
You know, J. Joby Jastum has this rap master rapier, and he's always rapping about smart girls now. And it's so... Hey! Hey, wife, he's in trouble. He's in trouble.
Okay. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm in my business room now.
Okay, good. All right. Speaking of phones, you were talking about smart girls. I'm talking about smartphones today, Gary.
Oh, hey.
You have a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Great. I have a smartphone, too. They're everywhere. You know, I want to...
Essential business tools.
You're going to set this up. Yeah, absolutely. Essential business tool. They're everywhere, and every time you turn around, there's a new one on the market, a new, fresh Samsung SD9000 or what have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my Samsung salad bar has been serving me well for about a year.
See, yeah, and that's the thing, is it's about every 9 months or so, you get an updated one, it comes out, and you gotta grab it, gotta go get it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As businessmen, we have to be at the tippity-top of the gadget game.
That's true. That is true. We have to be on the cutting edge if we expect our consumers to be on the cutting edge of our technologies.
Right. We're what they call taste makers, you know, like... We go out and we get the Samsung salad bar. We go out and we get the LG chocolate tuna fish. We go out and we make sure that the Apple products that we're buying, the Apple, you know, iPhones, are exactly what they're supposed to be. And then people see us and they think, hey, I want one of those. Look at that guy.
Yeah, and who could forget our unbelievable advertising pairing with Apple? World's best hardware, world's worst software.
But I was thinking about smartphones, you know, and I don't want to invent a new smartphone.
Smart
that's been done.
Smartphones, we got the smartphones. 60 yeah, phones with high IQs.
I don't want to invent a smartphone that's been done to death, Gary. Like I said, it's done about every 9 months they come out with a new one.
Repeat business.
But I was thinking, what else has like a 9-month turnaround?
Like a semi-moderate wine?
Maybe. I was thinking about human infants.
Babies.
Yeah, human infants. It takes about 9 months for one of them to show up.
Sure.
And now I'm thinking we combine the idea, smartphones, human infants.
Oh, hey. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, as a father of three, I think, then that seems like appeal.
Yeah, okay. Now... Yeah, you probably buy smartphones by the dozen, right? Like just to hand them out to your children, your groby groves.
Family plan.
Yeah. Now, much in the way that smartphones bring people together through texts and emails, Skype and social networks and games, mm-hmm. human infants also bring communities together, right? You know, takes mm-hmm. a village to raise a human infant. You've heard that saying.
Yeah.
They bring these communities together with vomit and urine and feces and spittle and gas and crying.
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite things about human babies.
Just like some people can't wait to get their hands on the newest smartphone, there's others that just can't wait to get their hands on the newest, you know, human infant. They just can't stop themselves.
Yeah, I've been subscribing to Incubator Magazine for over a year, where they feature all the newest human babies. You know, and I don't know if you knew this, but premium preemies, they call them. And in college, I actually interned for that magazine, and they stationed me at the hospital where I would interview each preemie.
I'm sure it was riveting. So for these people that love having their smartphones and love having their babies around, mm-hmm. I bring you the Cry-Brator.
The Cry-Brator.
Now, we all know that every one of these smartphones comes with a vibrate feature. You know, when you go into a movie or a business meeting or the library or, you know, the bathtub, you want to turn on the vibrate feature. The vibrate feature.
Yeah.
So that you can have some peace and quiet, right?
So when I'm taking a bath, so I can just feel my phone. Yeah, like in my pant pocket.
As you know, sound doesn't travel real well underwater, so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want it to sound all like, you know, we want like a tidal wave of innovation to come out of the phone.
Yeah, exactly. We want it to almost be like a whirlpool bath every time that someone sends you a text.
Through a good vibration.
Right. Okay, so it takes this vibrate feature, removes it entirely, and replaces it with a crying human infant.
So taking this vibrate feature and replacing it with a sound.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Now hear me out, Gary.
Okay.
This isn't for people that need to live quiet lives. This is specifically for those people that gotta have those human infants, gotta have that human infant contact. It's for people like, look, people that have human infants love and are soothed by knowing that their human infants are still alive when they hear them crying. People love and are soothed by knowing that their human infant is still alive when it's crying. And this device provides that same feeling by producing the sound of a crying human infant with the same frequency that they receive alerts on their phone.
Yeah, that sounds great. Like, I'm in a movie. I don't know where my kids are, mm-hmm. but you send me an innovation text, and all of a sudden I know my phone's doing okay.
Yeah, you know your phone's doing okay? You think, oh, I can relax. My child's alive.
Yeah, wherever they are.
Wherever they are, because you get that endorphin release in your brain when you hear the human infant crying.
Yeah, it's the same feeling I got whenever I lost Mario in Yoshi's Island. I was like, now it's time to relax.
Exactly. I mean, look, a lot of us live in, I mean, you know me, I've lived in the suburbs for a long time. I know you lived mm-hmm. in the suburbs. And the suburbs are lousy with Targets. You know, this Target Superstore, Target Greatland, Target Regular.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you go into a Target, you can hear that sweet, soothing sound of a human infant crying.
But let me lay some bedtime reading on you. In Behendrendendrendehenen, we don't have a Target.
Really?
How am I supposed to hear this? Yeah, there's no Targets here.
Right, okay. That's
a Kroger
exactly
sound.
What the Cry-Brator is for. You get rid of that vibrate feature, and you replace it with crying human infant.
And that, because I needed that sound in my life, and I was going to get my wife pregnant. And then I'd
have
to
wait
9 months.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I want it now.
You don't want the Samsung Galaxy Salad Bar 7 9 months from now. You want it now.
I know. I want it now. I want that relief now. I'm going to get an ulcer the size of All Outdoors if I have to wait 9 months to hear a baby cry.
Yeah, so I think this is really great, Gary. I think people will, you know, everyone's so tense. And they're, you know, they're already paying attention to their smartphones. And that's a source of relaxation. You know, every time you get a Twitter update or an email mm-hmm. update and you feel that vibration and you go, hey, that feels great. Now I got to go check this out. No pressure. And then we're taking it another level. You hear that infant crying and it's just like, ah, it's like getting a like 2 second massage.
Yeah, 2 second audio massage that not only that you get, but anyone around you gets. And yeah. One of the problems with the vibrate feature is, let's say I'm over here on my business computer doing business and, you know, typing around on Sword Perfect. And my phone is in the other room. Somebody sends me a text. I get no benefit from that because it's vibrating away, giving pleasure to a table that isn't even a person.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the table's not going to get anything out of it. So
no.
You replace the vibrate feature with this sound of a crying human infant.
And then if I was in this room and then we replaced it with the sound of a crying end table, the table would get pleasure.
Sure. I think, yeah.
Yeah. No, just trust me on that one. I think this is one of your greatest ideas. I think that smartphone technology is only going to move up as we approach the singularity. And I think that you getting us in on, not the ground floor, but like 7 or 8 floors up is wonderful.
Well, thanks,
and it's gonna ensure our business strength from here into until the apocalypse.
Where we'll be selling the apocalypse.
Yes. So, what are some other what are some other features of this item?
Well, Gary, I gotta be honest with you. That's pretty much the main feature. It's just the sort of thing that you're gonna have in your hectic go crazy lifestyle, and it's going to allow you an opportunity to relax frequently, which is not something that you normally have. I'm selling not only a product but a lifestyle here.
Yeah, a lifestyle that appeals to me. Now, what about ringtones?
Gary, I'm glad you brought that up. I think you're talking about downloadable alert noises. Because when you get alerts on your phones, they used to call them ringtones for, you know, the old cell phones that used to receive calls, but these smartphones don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You could download a ringtone of a human infant crying. That's an option. If you just want a low quality product, but also, and this is the key, when your alerts go off on your phone, Gary, when you have the sound mm-hmm. up, doesn't it also vibrate?
Yeah.
So think about this. You could still have your favorite ringtone or alert noise, but in the background, you'd still hear that human infant crying.
Oh my God, a duet of pleasures.
Exactly. You'd still get to hear, you know, the theme from MASH every time someone sends you a text message. But you would also hear a human infant crying in the background during that whole thing.
Yeah. And so these babies that you have lined up for recording, which babies or who do they belong to and how are we going to record them?
Human infants? There's actually a place that, I don't know if you know about this, there's a place where there's kind of a human infant depository, and you can just go in there and browse the human infants and, see which ones you like, and sometimes you can take one home if you want to, and I don't remember exactly what this place is called, but we have access to one of those, and I've been sending in someone to record these human infants.
Okay.
In their natural state.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things about, our like I know what you're talking about. It's the orphanage that we run, because between the two of us, we're responsible for a lot of babies.
Human infants. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really considering myself responsible. I'm giving these human infants an opportunity.
I know what you mean.
And I'm giving these human infants an opportunity to basically be smartphone stars, which is going to be the next big thing. I mean, we already went through YouTube sensations. We're going to be moving up to, you know, we had reality TV before that. Before that was actual TV, movies, cave paintings.
Before that was reality.
Now, smartphone stars. You know, these are human infants that are doing your cribrator noises. And people are going to say, I want that. I want that human infant. I want that human infant in my life. And maybe they'll go to the, what did you call it, orphanage? Maybe they'll go there and they'll pick up the human infant. But, you know, they don't have to. They're under no obligation. They already paid 99 cents for the Cribrator technology.
Yeah, and they're going to want a specific, you know, superstar Cribrators when they find out the one that wins, American Cridle. The only competition for the best crying, exclusively staffed by babies from our orphanage.
Our other reality TV show, Human Infants Got Talent.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Those are going to be the stars, you know. You get, you know, every kid on the street wants to get the Cribrator tone for 0764 because 0764 is the baby to watch in 2014.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the baby 2014, but
The human infant that you'll want to get is going to be 0674, or you know they want to get human infant THX1138.
Yeah, last year's stars.
Yeah.
Last year's winners. Or if
last
you want to get
the losers.
Yeah, the trio of winning babies from last year,
Whitman, Price, and Haddad.
Yeah, exactly. This sounds wonderful. Everybody likes human infinite celebrities, and everybody likes hearing them cry. And I am with you. I think we're going to make a fortune through microtransactions with micro humans.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, think about it. You're already harnessing the power of your smartphone through texts and emails and social networking.
Yep.
To bring your community together through the crying of a human infant. So just, you know, how you have neighbors in your apartment building, you have people around you in the park, and none of them really talk to you, and there's no way to really talk to them that doesn't make you seem weird. But if you have the Cribrator, suddenly everyone perks up and looks over, and now you have an in. You can start chatting with these people. You can start texting them. You could send them a Facebook thumbs up or something. I don't really know how that works.
Send them a vampire request.
Yeah, exactly. And you're drawing attention to yourself, but you're bringing the love and warmth of the sound of a human infant crying that comes with all of their sympathies and empathies.
Yeah, with the Cribrator, let's rattle some cages.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. You'll need a triple nipple full throttle bottle with the Cribrator.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. How about this? The Cribrator is a real cash cow, much in the way that human infants are in the black market.
Very good. And that actually gives me another idea, but that might be a future business venture.
Perhaps.
Yes. Well, I love this idea. I want to start production immediately. I think we should take the people who have been working on the Throwscope and the Pleasurescope, stop the presses, get them working on this kind of sound technology. And yeah.
Thanks, Gary. I'm glad that you have faith in me, and I really appreciate it. And I'm glad that we have something that we can do with these human infant superstars of tomorrow.
Yeah, I totally agree. One of the things is, you know, we get the winner of American Cradle. They do an endorsement deal. And then, JJ, no, you put in the original rapper. No. I'm sorry, Brayden.
No, it's okay.
My youngest is rapping about candy.
Yeah, no. Hey, pitcher, you better check that batter.
I will. I'm going to go put the candy back in the original wrapper.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, thank you for this idea, innovation to the future, and may all of your Grobe Nights be the best of your Grobe Morrows.
Thank you very much, and Grobe Night to you as well.
Grobe Afternoon.
Oh, Grobe Ternoon.
mean, this is the scariest pitch we've ever done. Like the subtext of this, of like the people who just need to be around human and like.
What do you mean, Gary?
There's something very deeply, like, kind of scary about the customer you're describing.
I'm describing every parent